Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in to the Early Line, live right here on the Sports Grid Network. In week 17 in the NFL, looks to be a good one, DRS, but I think the game of the week comes in the AFC between the Cincinnati Bengals and the Kansas City Chiefs. The Bengals are a 4.5-point home underdog with a total of 51. We talked about this game early in the week, that total 49.5. People starting to click over. We wondered, would this spread get closer to 6, 6.5, or drop down to this 4.5 range? And it has. The Bengals getting a little bit more respect here at home, but the Chiefs still favored to get the job done here. Donnie, Mahomes, Burrow, what do you make of this football game?
It's going to be a good one. It is. And you know, it's exciting because, you know, sometimes you look at other cities, Kevin, a little bit spoiled, right, with championships, you know, the New England Patriots for all those years. Now Tampa Bay with Tom Brady. Seems like every game is like, you know, you have a big game. It's like, every game, you know, we're going to handle this and we don't get that excited. Can you imagine if you are a Cincinnati Bengals fan and you're taking a look this late in the season and you got arguably the best team in the NFL coming into your building, where if you win, you can basically clinch your division and head off into the playoffs? For the fans of Cincinnati, good stuff for a small market team. But having said that, it's exciting. It's great. You still got to play the football game, and you got to beat them. I do think there's a legitimate chance that Cincinnati can win this game. Why? Because they have all the tools from what you need to beat that Kansas City defense. And who would have thought, Kevin? They were breaking down saying, hold on. It's not about stopping the Kansas City offense. It's actually now how you can beat that really good defense out over the past 2 months. Yes. But when you have three legitimate wide receivers, a quarterback, and the key here for me, Joe Burrow has been sacked just about, if not more, than anybody in the NFL. Keeps, you know, taking that licking, keep on ticking out here. But also, that throwing hand injury on the pinky that was so troublesome a couple weeks ago, looks like he's past that now. So there's no reason to believe, Kevin, from an offensive perspective, if they need to, they can go toe-to-toe with the Kansas City Chiefs. They have every bit as much talent, as crazy as that sounds, than the Kansas City Chiefs. And I think they'll hold their own here. But you're right. We're taking a look at some live odds here coming back on this game and which way you're going to factor it in. Opening up as a -4-point favorite here for Kansas City. Immediately bet up to 5s and 5.5s. But now we're seeing that retool back down to 4.5. I wonder where this line ends up here. But if this stays above a 3.5, Cincinnati is a live dog in this game. And I don't know anybody out there outside of bad weather conditions on Sunday that goes, you know, Kevin, I'm really excited to take the under 51 in this game. I don't see that.
Yeah, I it was 49.5. I'm like, what's going on there? That should be higher. And it is now, yeah. And it's 51. But I still think this game should be able to get over that mark here, Donnie. The Kansas City Chiefs, last three games look like the Kansas City Chiefs. 48, 34, and 36 scored in these last 3 weeks. Of course, all of those games playing towards the over. The fascinating thing about the Chiefs, the greatest fade in the world, is now the hottest team against the number with 6 consecutive covers. They've been a difficult team now to line up against here. If you were fading them early season and you saw a cover here, a cover there, and you're like, all right, well, that can't sustain. It has sustained here. But I do see a world where the Bengals are able to be competitive, and it's why I think the over in this football game continues to make a lot of sense, even at a 51 mark there. I think the Chiefs can get into the 30s, and what does that mean? The Bengals need to get you 21 for a push at the minimum. All of that makes so much sense. Let's get the radio audience into the fold. We appreciate all those who are tuning in to the Early Line on Sports Grid Radio here. Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside talking Chiefs Bengals. I have to say, Donnie, the props market right now all listed is just the touchdown scorers. Darrell Williams at minus 105 is an unbelievable piece of value if Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to miss this game. You go back and look, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to provide you a rushing touchdown. CEH has scored quite consistently since he's returned from injury, and Darrell Williams has not dropped off from being involved in this game, so it's not like, oh, rusty fresh. Minus 105 there, I think, is a really good number, and I also have to say, Donnie, I cannot wait to see the match specials for this game here.
No, it's going to be great. And also, keep sliding it down, because you're right. We don't know if Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to play in this game. So if you take a look at Williams at a minus 105, slide it down a little bit further here, Kevin. How about Derek Gore, a plus 250 price, anytime touchdown? He's been known to catch some passes, rumble out of the backfield. So even if you said to yourself, you think the Kansas City Chiefs are going to get a rushing touchdown in this game, even if you loaded up and said, I'm going to take Williams at 105, Gore at plus 250, you should get at least one of those two, maybe both of those. And the better one, obviously, would be Gore at a plus 250 price. But there are some added advantages to Edwards-Helaire not playing in this game. Those two running backs might be that added advantage.
The Cincinnati Bengals are minus 240 to win the AFC North. If they lose this game, things can then still be a little interesting here, because their final game of the season is against the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns are favored this week in Pittsburgh. If the Cleveland Browns win that game, all of a sudden, the Browns at plus 500 are live. And that gets very, very interesting here. The Ravens are at 6-1, and the Pittsburgh Steelers are 12-1. I have adored all season long, Donnie. Every other division's closing up their markets. The AFC North still has all four teams listed.
No, it does. And how about this? Baker Mayfield is the bane of existence right now in Cleveland. What happens if he wins these last two games? Does he play himself into a $175 million contract? Could happen.
Yeah, it would be unbelievable stuff to see. Let's stick with the AFC North. After a break, we start and talk about Tyler Huntley against Matthew Stafford. That's next year on the Early Line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here on the Early Line. Let's keep this thing moving here, Donnie. The Ravens and the Rams set to do battle. Every indication it will be Tyler Huntley under center for the Baltimore Ravens as a 4.5-point home underdog. Last week, the Ravens, for the first time all year as an underdog, did not cover. But that was Johnson. Huntley, as a dog, has covered a couple of games here for the Baltimore Ravens. The total in this one is 46. Can the Rams travel to the East Coast and keep their division lead over the Arizona Cardinals?
Yes, I do. I do believe so, because the Rams are getting healthier now, both on the field and from COVID. So the more players coming back, the better. Now, Baltimore also is going to get a little bit healthier here from a COVID perspective, but they're still damaged in the secondary with injuries. If I'm just looking at a pedigree team here, the Rams, they should be able to go in and win. But having said that, and maybe it's a good thing if you're looking to take a possibly a total in this game, Kevin, right, sitting at 46 points. We take a look at Huntley, who's going to be the starter in this game, or presumed being the starter, back from COVID. That's a little bit different than saying, like, if Lamar Jackson was playing, he's back from an injury on his ankle and how he's going to perform. We're led to believe that, for the most part, Huntley was asymptomatic and should be able just to step right back in and be effective, meaning he'll be able to run, and he's shown a propensity here to throw the football fairly well when he's tossed into these games. Now, also from a betting perspective, or even from a prop perspective, Andrew's the tight end. It seemed like Lamar Jackson going down has been a godsend for him. He's been an absolute monster, both receiving catches and also receiving yards and scoring touchdowns. So maybe that helps out. But I have to say, who would have thought, in what world, Kevin, late in the season, you're saying to yourself, like, you know what? I'd rather go with Tyler Huntley to score more points and have help me on the over than actually Lamar Jackson on the Ravens. That's where we've got to this point here. And I'm actually quite surprised because some of these ankle injuries, Kyler Murray, and also now you can factor in Lamar Jackson, they look pretty innocent. Like, hey, he'll be back maybe in this game or no less than a week later. Turns into a couple weeks here. And I'm surprised that he tried to practice on Wednesday, sat out Thursday. But as we know, Kevin, on Fridays in the NFL, the most important injury report, we'll see what comes out today. But it would be amazing to me if Lamar Jackson starts this game. I think Huntley's going to get the start. And that's not actually bad if you're looking for points.
And it's not bad if you're looking to feel a little more comfortable in your Baltimore bet. And what I mean by that is they say, all right, Lamar's healthy. And now you're getting the Ravens at +2.5. And then he leaves the middle of the game. And now you're like, well, this isn't what I bet on here. This is not what I bet on at +2.5. You at least now know what you're doing here with the Baltimore Ravens. Look, I think the Ravens and what they've been able to do as a dog at home, season basically on the line, I can't fade Harbaugh. I won't fade. I will not do it in this spot. I can't overall. Like, the problem I'm running into, though, Donnie, is last week, if you would have told me the Ravens were going to score 21 on Cincinnati with that number closing at that touchdown spot, I would have said, yeah, you take the touchdown there. But it is clear as day now that that secondary is completely broken. And the best wide receiver in the NFL this season, Cooper Kupp, is coming into town. And Matthew Stafford needs to just play competent football, and the Rams should be able to hang 30 or more on this team. The over is where I feel most comfortable because I think Huntley has shown the ability to move the football, Donnie. I think that Ravens team total at 20.5 under the 21 mark makes all the sense in the world. And I will tell you this right now, every Cooper Kupp number is in line as he is trying to break every single season record and is doing it against the pass defense, Donnie, that is allowing 5 yards under the 300. I mean, Matthew Stafford's passing prop is going to be, I think, above a 300 number, and it's hard to argue with. It really is.
No, it really is. It really is hard to argue with here. And also, when you take a look, we use the stock terms a lot, right? You know, buy low, sell high at this point. This is like the perfect scenario to do that, Kevin. You take a look at a team in the Baltimore Ravens, can't get out of their own way, 4 straight losses. And some of not getting out of their own way has to do with their head football coach going for 2-point conversions. Wouldn't it be amazing, all that aggressiveness out of Harbaugh, which you can't say what would have actually happened. But let's say they got a split out of those games if they didn't go for the 2-point conversions in both scenarios. They probably would have a better chance at making the playoffs. And also, now you take a look at the Los Angeles Rams, even battling through devastation of COVID, losing close to 20 guys in some of these games the past few weeks. They've won 4 games in a row. Look like they're rounding into form. Odell Beckham Jr. learning the playbook much more here. And also, let's keep in mind here, it doesn't look like it's going to happen this weekend. Cam Akers, soon to make an appearance, ramping up for the playoffs. If he gives you anything, Kevin, of what he gave you down the stretch and in the playoffs last year in 2020, that could be certainly a boon there, because Sony Michel, what a trade. Usually we don't look and say, hey, you know, backup running back here, let's just see what happens here. With the Henderson's injury, Sony Michel's been sensational over the past month. So maybe the Rams are looking at that sell high point. Maybe not sell just yet until after this week. We'll see.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The last game that the Rams played was against the Minnesota Vikings. The last game for Tyler Huntley was against the Green Bay Packers. The Green Bay Packers and the Minnesota Vikings are going to be doing battle on Sunday Night Football. The Packers, one final game at Lambeau to finish the regular season unbeaten, and then very likely go into the postseason needing 2 more wins at Lambeau to get to the Super Bowl. The Packers are a touchdown favorite. The total is 46. These teams met once already, and the Vikings won the football game 34-31. It was kind of that mark, that line in the sand, Donnie, where Rodgers was like, oh, I'm pushed. Okay, three touchdowns. No problem. Can the Vikings push the Green Bay Packers one more time here, Donnie, on Sunday Night Football and maybe cover a touchdown number?
Isn't it crazy? You look at this line, right, Kevin? It's the first thing you say. It's like, boy, they want you to take those Green Bay Packers. Why? Because they're under a touchdown at Lambeau. Have you seen the Minnesota Vikings? Adam Thielen is out. You know, Dalvin Cook coming back off the COVID list here. You basically have Justin Jefferson, and that's about it, it seems like. Well, the simple fact is the Green Bay Packers still have to win, and the Green Bay Packers are great at doing one thing, Kevin. That's winning at home, but also saying, once we believe we've scored enough points, we don't have to score anymore, and let's run the clock out. Mm-hmm. That could come into play. But I got to tell you, that line here as we sit, you know, FanDuel Sportsbook, if we get that even 7 on Sunday, let's say, you know what, I might be more a little bit inclined to take the Minnesota Vikings. But also, from a competitive standpoint here and heading down the back end, is anybody out there believing at this point in time right now that the Minnesota Vikings are a viable playoff contender, even if the mathematical stats say they can still make the playoffs? I don't see it here. If you're the Vikings, you had your chances. You couldn't come up big enough here. And now you're going on the road in the Lambeau to try to extend your season. I don't see it happening here. And boy, I would love to take the over 46 because it makes sense. But keep in mind, the starting weather conditions in this game, Kevin, 10 degrees or less, a frigid Lambeau Field, which I don't know how that really plays into a total with scoring, but it certainly, for me, doesn't help the scoring.
The Green Bay Packers owe me an over. They owe me one. Now, it really was the Browns kicker's fault, missed an extra point and a closing number of 46.5 against the Packers was a loss. By the extra point, by the hook. They owe me not only an over, but an all over. As that game last week against the Cleveland Browns was my pick for the all over in the pick six. That live total at one point was 57.5. And the truth of the matter is for the Green Bay Packers is that defense is playing at a level that I am concerned about. And you might say, but hold on, they picked off Baker 4 times. Yeah, I know. A lot of that was on Baker. But that was actually the only way they could stop the Cleveland Browns, who marched up and down that field until Baker threw it to the guys wearing green. I've watched the Minnesota Vikings move the football on this team, and I do not care. Aaron Rodgers on Sunday Night Football, one last 4-touchdown performance to leave the MVP race completely out of reach. This game gets over 46, 48.5, 50.5, 52.5, 55.5, 58.5, 60.5. This game is getting over the number because they owe me it going over the number. That's Sunday Night Football. Plenty more Week 17 to break down. We keep it right here on the Early Line.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Buffet, a weekend football continues here on the Early Line, and I cannot wait to watch some of these games play out, including, Donnie, Cowboys Cardinals, because I don't know what they're serving up in this one. Some delicious waffles? Perhaps it's more of a dessert buffet? Always good. You love different flavors of ice cream here overall. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Cowboys are a 5-point favorite, now up to a 6-point favorite. This total is 51.5. Donnie, what's on the menu here in Dallas?
Yeah, definitely a complimentary buffet for sure here between Arizona and Dallas. But if we take a look at what complements either one of these teams, certainly not a win-loss record here for Arizona, Kevin. Why is that? 3 straight losses after we were trying to pencil in Arizona to the number one overall seed in the NFC. Then they go out and drop the game to the Rams. Which, again, you lose to the Rams, it's okay. It's, hey, we beat them once, they beat us. They're a good football team. It is what it is. And everybody, including myself, goes, get right game versus Detroit. They're going to light them up. You know, just walk out on the field, roll your helmets out, leave Detroit with a winner. They got blown out in that game and then looked terrible in a 22-16 mm-hmm. game against the Colts. When typically you would say, Kevin, no shame in your game. You play close to the Colts. The Colts had so many players out with COVID in this game, and you were at home and couldn't close the door. That rings the alarm bells. But having said that here, we're giving a lot of respect to the Dallas Cowboys. Record-wise, rightfully so. But take a look at this. The same way we take a look at certain winning streaks here, when you say, hey, look at the Kansas City Chiefs. They're looking dominant here. Then you look at the Miami Dolphins on the same sort of win streak going, well, who did they play? And everybody could have won 7 in a row. No, not necessarily the case because you still have to win football games and win them in your division. But look at the games that we're going to take a look at with the Dallas Cowboys. Thanksgiving Day, which we did live on the air. That game, 36-33. How they lost that game, they couldn't play any defense. But then it's okay. They righted the ship and went on a win streak here, Kevin. Mm-hmm. New Orleans, banged up, quarterbacks, COVID, you name it. Take a look at Washington. Same thing. Barely beat them 27-20. Let it back in the door where they had a chance to actually come back and win that game. The New York Giants, abysmal football team. Last week, Washington, COVID casualties as well. So they haven't beat a lot of teams, or good teams, I should say, but they've won those games. The question is here is not what am I getting out of the Dallas Cowboys, Kevin? What am I getting out of the Arizona Cardinals? This team is supposed to be a good football team. Even without a top wide receiver that you don't have in Hopkins, you still have so many weapons out there on the field, including Kyler Murray on turf, which he should be extremely fast. And maybe we say, Kevin, outside of that game against Detroit where Arizona's been so good on the road, is it the simple fact is get Kyler Murray possibly on turf and he really performs at a high level? Maybe the case here. But if I'm looking from a perspective of the game of what I want to get out of it, I'm not excited to actually bet the Arizona Cardinals in this game. But I have to tell you, the over 51.5, this isn't going to be a defensive game, is it? Both of these teams should be able to get into the 20s. Both have electric quarterbacks that can certainly turn up the gas. I'd rather play the over in this game, Kevin, than a side.
So early in the week, I thought, total looks high. Arizona's been struggling. I don't buy the Dallas bounce back. Give me the under. Kept ticking up. Maybe I'm missing something here. Let me dive a little bit deeper, Donnie, right? So those Arizona road trends, we've talked about those plenty here on the show, right? Before that disaster against Detroit, a perfect 7-0 straight up against the number, and to their team total over on the road. So still, for the most part, Donnie, again, that Detroit game, while disastrous, a great road team, and the offense has traveled. Dallas at home, Donnie, I wasn't giving enough credit to. I was looking at a three-game window where they were on the road all three games, and I wasn't impressed even though they scored 27 against the Saints. And the Washington game left a lot more to be desired, and certainly that game against the New York Giants. Donnie, they're team total at home has gone over in five of the six games overall. And Donnie, this team at home this year has been absolutely undeniable scoring the football. It has been incredible to watch this Dallas Cowboys team, Donnie, average nearly 40 points per game at home against the Eagles, 41. The Giants, 44. They put up 43 in Atlanta and 56 on Washington. Like, Donnie, they have hit overs by themselves at this stadium here. So the more I look at this, the more it's one of those spots where, Donnie, had the Arizona Cardinals come in playing a level of competent football, and perhaps the home-road games weren't kind of so far apart for the Dallas Cowboys, this total might actually be, Donnie, a 56.5. I've done a bit of a 180 here as it pertains to the total, and I think you line this up. And remember, we talked earlier in the week about a weekly special for these two quarterbacks to combine for six passing touchdowns at a near 6-1 number while still a bomb price. Far more intrigued in it. We might get a shootout between two still very talented quarterbacks and offenses overall.
No, and you're right. And also take a look at what does Dallas do extremely well in defense. You know, got a Paul Hawkins secondary, which we've talked about quite a few times here with Diggs, looking to set the all-time NFL record with interceptions in a season. He might be able to get it this weekend. But also take a look at the front four that's getting so much pressure for the Dallas Cowboys. How do you try to get around that front four with pressure? How about a quarterback that's probably going to be the fastest player on the field, and that's Kyler Murray? Maybe that plays into it where those four pass rushers get up the field, he's able to escape the pocket, extend plays, make plays with his feet, and also with his arm. And also, Kevin, at this time of year, which we've gone over a couple games already, Green Bay, 8 degrees out there. You're going to have some windier, wet conditions in the east. You know where you're not going to have down south? It's in a dome. Any weather conditions to worry about. These are two dome teams that are used to playing in a dome. And even though Arizona plays on grass, you're not going to get Arizona on a faster track because there's turf down in Dallas. I do think we get points in this game. And maybe it was one of those, Kevin, where you opened it up on Monday saying, don't trust that offense here for the Arizona Cardinals. Mm-hmm. Later in the week here, it's not so much about trusting the Arizona Cardinals on offense. It's the fact is I think Dallas can push the pace here and get into the mid to high 20s. With Arizona, it can also get into a game with pace. Sooner or later, that offense is going to break out. Maybe this is a game they can do it.
another game where the weekly specials will have my eye, undoubtedly, Donnie. Let's stick in the NFC East here. The Philadelphia Eagles with an opportunity to clinch the postseason. They need a little bit of help, but it all starts with beating the Washington football team, and they're favored to do that. They're a 3.5-point favorite here on the road. The total, 44.5. The Philadelphia Eagles enter this game playing well, handling their business, won their last three games here. In fact, that goes back a little bit further where they have now won five of their last six games, Donnie. The Washington football team, three consecutive losses, all a little bit uglier than the last. What do you make here of Washington and Philly?
Yeah, I don't understand the line here per se, Kevin, because you see at the FanDuel Sportsbook here sitting at a -3.5 for the Eagles. And this is as if last week you saw the Eagles rebound after a poor start and win a football game comfortably by 24 points. They did almost a carbon copy of that the week before against the Washington football team. Started out terribly, handed the other team a 10-point lead, ended up winning by double digits. Now, also, like we say, the Dallas Cowboys with their run, they beat a lot of questionable teams, and the Eagles have done the same. But also, the Washington football team is a questionable football team. It's not as if the Kansas City Chiefs or the Green Bay Packers are coming to town to play the Philadelphia Eagles or the Eagles going on the road to play them. So when I look at this game overall myself, you know, Antonio Gibson's a very talented running back for the Washington football team, hasn't practiced much this week, might not even play with that toe injury. So where are the weapons here that you're going to go out and say, hey, oh, just because we got Tyler Heineke back in this game, it's going to be better than what we saw to Garrett Gilbert. Not the case, really, at this point here. So I am scratching my head a little bit with this line sitting here still at the 3.5 because you're not coming off of a game, Kevin, where it's like, oh, man, 28-27. We barely lost to the Cowboys, gave them everything we can. You got absolutely your soul taken in that game. So I'm led to believe that just being a contrarian, you're going to bounce back and play well. And as I say, home games and away games. We're still playing this game in FedEx Field down in D.C. But the fact of the matter is there will be more Eagles fans at this game than Washington football team fans, and that could also play into it. I honestly can't see, and I know it might be a sharp play to take the Washington football team, but I'm not in the taking my money on a team go, I think they can play well. Where's the mindset inside of that building after getting drubbed last week with the Eagles in their playoff sights here? And is anybody going to say, hey, there's a look-ahead game. The Eagles got the Dallas Cowboys next week. This isn't a look-ahead game. You got to go out and secure your victory in this one. And by the way, if all goes well for the Eagles this weekend, Kevin, the Dallas Cowboys game won't mean anything for the Eagles as they might even have a chance to get into the playoffs wrapped up here by Sunday night.
Yeah, it's truly an opportunity that is exciting, as I mean, you can tell, an Eagles fan, while also a little bit nerve-wracking because it feels like they should get the job done. Yeah. I think the interesting thing about this matchup here is a couple of weeks ago, Donnie, when it looked like these teams were going to play under normal circumstances, the Eagles were a 3.5-4-point home favorite here, right? You do your home field math. Washington, if that game that week was in Washington, would have been favored. So I think we have seen things shift towards Philadelphia. But the interesting thing, Donnie, about the Eagles is when they have been favored this year, they have absolutely dominated teams. They were upset, we know, by the New York Giants. But Donnie, Detroit, a favorite, 44-6, right? That trip to Denver, where they actually ended up a favorite, 30-13. The Jets, 33-18. The Giants, 34-10. When the Eagles are supposed to win, and that's why we always talked about them in the race, Donnie, where it's like, yeah, they can't beat the Bucs. They can't beat the Chiefs. Like, sorry that that schedule didn't line up for them early season, but when the Eagles are supposed to win, they've won, and they've won dominantly, and they've scored. I think that Eagles team total also makes a lot of sense here as we head into Week 17. There are more key matchups, though, for us to break down, including some of those big matchups within the AFC wildcard race. A couple of 8-7 teams face off with the Indianapolis Colts and the Vegas Raiders. The red-hot Miami Dolphins, who people are calling into question due to the quarterbacks they face, will they now play Ryan Tannehill? We'll break those down and get you the pick six as we get ready for Week 17 in the NFL.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Pick six in week 17 is around the corner. I know a lot of people are excited for this. Moneyline Dogs have continued to perform well. I think it's going to be interesting if we can sneak that pick six in during the NFL playoffs. I think we will. I think, but we'll see. We'll let the committee decide what they want to do. But we still got some big games to talk about before we get there, Donnie. How about the Colts and the Raiders? A touchdown number. I've said this plenty of times. Every time I see a Vegas line, I go, what, is half their team out with COVID? They're 8-7, but I get it. Like, it doesn't mean I want to take Vegas. They're just completely disrespected in the market. But again, sometimes with reason, their offense just inspires no confidence when ever they're out there. Like, Darren Waller cannot be that good of a football player for this team to transition to what they look like here down the second half of this season. The Colts, Donnie, are a touchdown favorite. Wentz is expected to play, but we haven't necessarily got 100% confirmation on that. What do you make of the game?
Yeah, we haven't heard confirmation yet, but you can tell where the line sits here at a touchdown. We are expecting Carson Wentz to play football and a lot of other guys to play football for the Colts as well, coming back either from injury or from the COVID list. This has all the recipe for makings where now you are circling the wagons here on the Indianapolis Colts, and they can actually see the finish line getting into the playoffs, and they should be able to handle the Raiders in this game as a home one. Now, you take a look at the Raiders, you're right. You say, okay, coming into the season, first couple games, Derek Carr, MVP, what's going on here? John Gruden, boy, he finally got the team he always wanted here. And watch out for a legitimate chance with the struggling Kansas City Chiefs for the Raiders to win the AFC West. Not the case here. Look at their last couple games. 17 points, 16 points, 9-15. The best part about that is they won back-to-back games scoring 17 and 16, which tells you their defense is actually pretty good. So if we roll it over to this game with the Colts coming back in the anticipation of Carson Wentz, I don't really want much to do here with the Vegas Raiders. But at the same time, typically you would say to yourself, Vegas is playing. It's in a dome. We don't have any worries about weather conditions. And they hang a posted total around that 45 or less. You'd say, man, you got to sign me up to the over. But we've seen many instances here where that Raiders defense is pretty good. And if they slow down Jonathan Taylor, the Colts now on this, you know, the season, no longer saying, hey, Carson Wentz, you got to win us the football game for four quarters. You might just ask Carson Wentz, hey, Carson, make a play for us in the second half here to keep a drive going. Throw a touchdown pass so we can win the game overall. Crazy to think here. Never in a million years would I say I like the under of a Raiders-Colts game in a dome of under 45 or less. I think I do in this game, though. Mm-hmm.
I can't stand so a lot of, like, most Vegas Raider games I can't stand. Maybe it's because I'm still annoyed at myself for throwing them in as a teaser leg, and they just got absolutely boat raced by the Kansas City Chiefs. I look at them, I feel like I want to take the touchdown. I can't stand the Vegas Raiders. Here's the one thing I know. Last week, the Indianapolis Colts finished with 22 points. It was the second time their team total had not cashed in around 10 or 11 weeks. Here at home against Vegas, I think you just continue to trust the Indianapolis Colts in that way. And again, we talked about this in the target player props. Jonathan Taylor for two touchdowns is a number that I'm going to be looking at here. Because I don't think the – I still don't – like, you want a same-game parlay, Jonathan Taylor for a touchdown on the Colts' money line. Probably get you down to, like, a minus 120 range overall here. Taylor gets into the end zone after missing out last week. How about the Tennessee Titans and the Miami Dolphins? This is a good one. Now, this is a good one here, Don, because the Titans are a 3.5-point favorite. Everybody in the world last week with the Dolphins on prime time said, yep, you're a phony. While they're winning the game, because they started to talk about the quarterbacks that the Dolphins has faced, and fair enough, the Dolphins have played some very, very bad quarterbacks here. So now they go, Donnie, to the Tennessee Titans, whose offense has been, well, it's not been very good. The total's 39.5. Can the Dolphins keep this streak alive?
I think the Dolphins do keep this streak alive, because you're saying, you know, you still have to win football games in the NFL, and I get it here. And also, you credit Brian Flores for saying, okay, New Orleans had nothing on offense. You know what I'm going to do? I don't need my offense to do anything. Just score a couple points, and we'll walk out of here with a victory. Never before has a team like, hey, you went on the road into the Superdome and beat a team by 17 points. And we're saying, like, what a terrible performance by the Dolphins. They're going to get smoked down the road. Well, maybe if Tennessee was 100% healthy, that could be the case. But take a look at last week, Kevin. You have a team over the last five games, being the Tennessee Titans, losers of three of those five games. The one game that you won smashed in the middle of those after horrendous performance against Houston, horrendous performance against New England. You beat Jacksonville 20-0. Then you had a terrible performance again where you turned the football over at an incredible pace in the second half to lose to the Steelers. But then you can say, hey, that's a nice win against San Francisco who's headed to the playoffs. What happens if we could rewind this game, Kevin, back to the first quarter, and Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't take a sack, which breaks his thumb on his throwing hand? They get blown out of that football game. So then where does that leave you with this game? What's the line actually doing? So instead of saying here it's a sell high point for the Dolphins, this is a sell point for me for the Tennessee Titans. I will not be surprised if the Miami Dolphins go in and beat them in their own building because, quite frankly, I think you're getting a pretty solid price of anything over a field goal. This will be a close game with the Dolphins a legitimate chance to win. I like Miami here.
Completely agree. I really like the Dolphins in this game here overall. And you'll see that, I'll tell you right now, they're going to be my money line dog in the pick six here. The Tennessee Titans, the only reason they beat the Niners is because Jimmy Garoppolo broke his hand and didn't have, and I understand why, but wasn't honest with the coaching staff and didn't tell them that his hand was broken and cost them a football game, basically. Or didn't break his hand, but, you know, a tear in the thumb, couldn't throw the football there, and it's why they were turning the football over left and right. But here's also the big thing, Donnie. A.J. Brown lands on the injury report late in the week. A.J. Brown was the biggest factor in them winning that game. 145 yards in a game where Ryan Tannehill threw for only 209. 50% of Ryan Tannehill's completed passes in that game were to A.J. Brown. If A.J. Brown misses this game, I don't know how the Titans are moving the football. Because, again, I get it. A lot of people are trying to pull the card to the Miami Dolphins defense. But we all thought the Dolphins defense would be pretty good coming into this season. And they started to turn that corner a little bit, even in that game against the Buffalo Bills. I think this Dolphins team can win this game here overall. And again, you talk about trying to, oh, this will be the point where we can sell high on Miami. It's not 2.5. You're not like, it's not like they're giving you that line there where they're not aware. I think this has moved too far here. I think the Dolphins, money line dog, plus a 3.5, and the teaser team, all of it makes sense. There's a lot more action in the NFL, but I want to get to our pick six. If we have enough time, we'll flip it back to some other games here, DRS. But the pick six continues here, looking to stay hot, money line dogs, yardage props, and of course, the all-important tag team teaser. Talk to us here, week 17 in the NFL.
Yep, you say if we have time, Kevin. I'm not so sure we won't even have time to hear your pick six here this weekend, that's let alone to get to some other football games, because I got some dimes I am ready to serve up here. We're going to go anytime touchdown score this weekend, and I'm going to look to a game with cold conditions in Soldier Field. And I'm going to go with David Montgomery, the running back here, because his usage rate is high. Now, look, take a look at this. We look at the spread in this game. Chicago's favored by 6 points, which is kind of crazy. But if you have Nick Foles coming into this game, Matt Nagy on the sidelines, who's to say, Kevin, they can't run the table the rest of the way, and we run it back in the city of Chicago here with Nick Foles as your quarterback. But you know one thing's for sure, Montgomery's going to score a touchdown any time in this game. I do believe that's going to happen. How about the moneyline dog here, which I've been so good with this year? Welcome to the jungle and the Cincinnati Bengals. And you know what? Guns N' Roses sang a song there. But as Kevin would say, the Cincinnati Bengals here are going to walk into this game. Walk like an Egyptian. It's going to be a manic Monday in Cincinnati when they pull off the upset over the Kansas City Chiefs on their way to the playoffs and a possible division championship. Take the Bengals, plus 176 against those Kansas City Chiefs. Let's go back to the windy city of Chicago. If it's going to be cold, and you're going to tell me that there's going to be a combination of Fromm and Glennon in the game here for the New York Giants, nobody's scoring points there. You're going to get a David Montgomery touchdown, maybe a 7-0 finish in this game overall. I'm going with the under, Bears, Giants, 37. Alt-line here. I've been talking this up all week long. If you like points, you're going to get them here. Not from the Jacksonville Jaguars, but you are going to get them here from the New England Patriots. Why? They're going to have to cover 3 touchdowns in this game, and I believe they will. My alt-line, Kevin, minus 19.5 at a plus 130 price, which includes one of those games we love where New England might get into the 30s in this game, and it's still staying under yards prop in this game. I'm going to relay it right off that. If I think there's going to be a blowout, Mac Jones going to have a good football game, but also Damian Harris rushing yards. Look at the past couple weeks that he's had. Even skipping a week with a hamstring injury, comes back over 100 yards. He'll take that down to my teaser game of the week. This is too good to be true. the Colts just to win the football game over the Vegas Raiders? Sign me up. Pick six. Absolutely. This is going to be a winning week for me, K-Dub.
That is a beautiful, beautiful selection on the pick six there. Every time you see DRS, whomever he lines up as the money line dog, if you love the Chiefs this week, give yourself a little bit of a pause. That's how good Donnie has been with these money line dogs. I've spent all year long trying to keep pace. I've done a respectable job, I think. But again, DRS has been phenomenal there. Also, I will add, love to see the Damian Harris rush yards number make the card. About 50 or so rush yards, a little bit less, will cash that season-long player prop on Harris, which absolutely will lock in a winning season on those, which I'm very excited about. Let's talk my pick six here. My touchdown score, again, I don't know what the number is going to be. I don't care what the number is. It's Ronald Jones. Ronald Jones is the lead dog in this backfield here. I wanted to make it Le'Veon Bell to be funny, but I want to give you a winner. No team in the NFL has allowed more rushing touchdowns than the New York Jets. 27 rushing touchdowns allowed this year by the New York Jets. Ronald Jones for one, Ronald Jones for two. All makes sense. The Miami Dolphins at that plus 142 money line dog price. We've talked about it here. This team has won seven games in a row. They are playing a Titans team that is still not a group that I am all too impressed by because they're not healthy enough. Derrick Henry's not playing in this game, and now we don't know if A.J. Brown will be playing in this game. It is a great spot to actually buy low on the Miami Dolphins as opposed to sell high, as a lot of people have talked about here. The under of the week. I didn't think it was a great undercard this week, I will tell you. I take a lot of pride, though, in these unders. Maybe the most prideful market because everybody tells me all I do is bet overs. It's because I like to have fun. That's because unders are too easy. Let's hope this is an easy one here. Under 44 in Niners-Texans. I get it. Davis Mills is out there, guns a-blazing. But this is a Niners defense that I think will be up to the task here, and it is a Niners team being led by Trey Lance. Trey Lance, they're going to take their time here. This is not going to be, ooh, great, let's open it up. If he throws the ball 20 times, I would be surprised here. A lot of running by the Niners. A lot of tick, 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 tick on that clock. They played a game against Jacksonville. Their opening possession almost took up the entire quarter. The Texans might not see the football until the second half if Kyle Shanahan has his way. The alt line, you owe me Green Bay over 48.5 plus 130 on Sunday night football. The last meeting had 65 points between these two teams. All I'm asking for is 49. The yards prop, I've never done an under. Sam Darnold is the exception. I don't know what the number is. I don't care what the number is. He gets benched in this game. Ridiculous that they're putting Sam Darnold in over Cam Newton. And lastly, Brandon Staley, here's your chance. At home, the Denver Broncos win the game. That's all you have to do to finish out my portion of the tag team teaser. Donnie closes out the year on the early line next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, last segment of the year for the Early Line Radio on the Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. Hopefully you guys had a great 2021, flipping it over into 2022. An unbelievable college football playoff set to kick off tonight. But as we like to do it here in the final segment of the year, you guys, listen up. All right, as we said, we love the college football playoff. We are excited for it tonight. Four teams going into battle. Two will emerge, playing for a national championship the following week. And if you guys know the Sports Grid Network here, we got you covered in that. So make sure you tune in tonight because we are going to have wall-to-wall coverage here for the college football playoff. But having said that, Still a lot of NFL action to be desired here in week 17 and into week 18. But one of my favorite things is the NFL Hall of Fame. Typically, I'm not a big Hall of Fame guy across the sports. You take a look in baseball, they fight over a couple guys, some guys seeming like on the ballot 15, 16, 17 years and finally getting in. I don't like that here. I like to be cut and dry where superstar after superstar after superstar get in. So why am I bringing up the NFL at this time? Well, they just cut their list down to 15 players who have the eligibility to get into the Hall of Fame, and they usually make that determination, what, Super Bowl weekend of who actually gets in? Titan after Titan after Titan in the industry typically, no less this year as well. Take a look at some of the guys that are listed here. One of my favorites here, 2022 nominee Devin Hester, one of the single best players at his position to ever do it, electrifying. And so many times you guys hear me bash special teams, right? Take him out of the game. Well, back when special teams mattered, like Devin Hester and the Chicago Bears, he was sensational. He absolutely deserves to be in. Torrey Holt, third year up on the ballot, one of the more electrifying wide receivers there in the late 90s and early 2000s with those Kurt Warner Rams. He absolutely deserves to be in it. Andre Johnson, a sensational wide receiver for the Houston Texans here. And the reason why I keep bringing up these names, Reggie Wayne is on the list. Patrick Willis is on the list. DeMarcus Ware, Zach Thomas, Richard Seymour. So many great players listed, and not all of these guys can get in because even all those 15 guys, only five get in. Stay tuned for Ben Stevens in the Morning After Radio on the Sports Grid. Happy New Year!
The only place to turn for expert sports gaming strategies and information.
But we just call it
The Edge.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.